Hello, and welcome to the next installment of Cambridge Innovation Capital's In Conversation With. Today, I'm joined by Miles Kirby, the CEO of Deep Tech Labs. Welcome, Miles.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Deep Tech Labs is a global accelerator that connects the Cambridge ecosystem's leading researchers with technology organizations and entrepreneurs, and bringing them together to build world-changing companies. So Miles has had an illustrious career in the venture capital industry that spawned multiple geographies and functions. So prior to Deep Tech Labs, Miles was the managing director at Aviate Ventures. This is a 150 million euro financial fund that invested in Europe and in the US, which really focused on seed and Series A companies in the next generation mobility, big data, and AI space. Prior to Aviate, Miles was a technology investor at Oxford Capital, acquiring companies such as Ultrasoc, which was acquired by Siemens, and Latent Logic, which was also acquired by Waymo. Prior to that, Miles was the former managing director of Qualcomm Ventures, which is a 500 million corporate venture fund, and grew a portfolio to over 130 companies, helping Qualcomm to lead investments throughout Europe. One of the most differentiating aspects of Miles' career has been the time that he spent building an internal incubator for Qualcomm. The areas in which that looked at was focused on augmented reality, wireless charging, machine learning, and Miles himself personally holds over 34 patents. He also spent a good amount of time and years setting up and running product management teams and mobile phones display groups at Qualcomm. And so Miles, I guess the first burning question I have in my mind is, what was your motivating factor for joining us at Deep Tech Labs? Like, what compelled you to do so?
Well, what I've always really enjoyed is working with early stage companies and deep technology. And what I have seen is that there are a lot of amazing founders with really good technology who struggle to actually build businesses. And so what I wanted to do was to be able to help these companies to build really world-changing companies. And the opportunity at Deep Tech Labs is right at the heart of that.
Okay. And is there any reason why specifically now you feel was the optimal time to do so?
I feel that the ecosystem within Cambridge is really mature. And I think, you know, within Europe, I think it's one of the top places to be. At the same time, I've seen that there is definitely a gap between sort of seed and Series A. And that's where I think we can help. And historically, I think there have been a number of different sort of cycles on the venture capital side of, you know, what has been hot. And, you know, for a while, it was sort of marketplaces was a big thing for a while. There are a number of other sort of areas on just sort of digital businesses in general. I think now the pendulum has swung back to deep technology, which I think has always been, you know, where there have been really interesting returns. But I feel that there aren't that many folks who really specialize on the deep tech side. And so I think there's really an opportunity there to bring the ecosystem together around these deep tech companies. So we really want to be a catalyst for building the next great deep tech companies.
Oh, excellent. And so then, Miles, what's your sort of personal vision or charter in doing so for Deep Tech Labs? Because this is a very bold ambition, but what is it for you? Yeah.
So what I see is that certainly in California, where I spent quite a bit of time, that ecosystem has been around for a number of decades. And there's really been sort of a flywheel effect, if you like, where there have been sort of early stage companies that have gone on and been successful. Entrepreneurs have then exited, and then they become angel investors. They start advising and helping companies. You also see small companies grow into medium sized to really large companies who are also sort of giving back to the ecosystem. And so, you know, I really see that that sort of, you know, that flywheel is building. And I think that's really sort of a critical part to sort of bring that community together around these startups. And I think what I've seen is that a lot of these entrepreneurs are excited to give back. And that they are very willing to do so. And I think that what we want to do is be a catalyst for that, bring that community together. To start off with, we are getting sort of two cohorts of around five companies a year coming in. But the vision is we've got all this amazing content and all these great experts. So I would like to be able to build that up so that all of the companies in this space can get access to this great sort of content and this information and this this whole sort of ecosystem, this network. So today we're starting off with the initial companies coming through our program, but over time we want to build this up so that all deep tech companies can get exposed to this amazing ecosystem.
Again, a very great future vision. And so, Miles, if you think about current today, what is the current differentiation of deep tech labs versus, let's say, a Y Combinator, for instance, out in America?
Yeah. So I think what we are doing is we are very focused on one-on-one interactions with the company. So I think Y Combinator is a fantastic program. It's also a high-volume program. So a lot of companies come through, and there's some great advisors, and they've had fantastic success. And they are more of a generalist, whereas we're very focused on deep tech. We're very focused slightly later than Y Combinator. So we're looking at companies that have already formed, got an underlying sort of technology early team. And so we take those companies and then we introduce them to experts that are sometimes a step or two ahead of them, sometimes four steps ahead. But it's a very interactive program. And what I found during my career is that some of these sort of academic programs where this is the general way you do things are interesting and there's a lot to be learned from those. But where the real value comes is when you meet the right person and you can talk about the specific topic that's really troubling you, you're trying to work through, and someone can say, I had that problem. This is what I did. This is how I fix it. I fixed it. And, oh, you're thinking of doing that? Well, that didn't work for me for this reason, but this did. And I think that's hugely powerful. And I think that's what our cohort is seeing, that they there are a lot of these questions which they needed to answer and needed to work through. And we've dramatically accelerated that by getting them in front of the right people and be able to work through and solve those problems. So fundamentally, we're a very hands-on approach with experts who've been there and can feed back and can really accelerate the companies.
I think that's so pleasing to hear because, at least from a CIC perspective, that was in largely keeping with what we had envisioned for this accelerator. I just recall in my years here in Cambridge, what I've noticed is really a bit of a gap in terms of accelerators. So traditionally, a lot of support for very early pre-seed type of ideas and a lot of support for helping business plan writing. But then when you get to the next step, sort of the pre-series A level, that level of support really wasn't here. And so it's just so nice to hear you echoing your vision of what you're creating and what drives you for Deep Tech Labs is exactly what we had hoped for in the Cambridge community as a whole. So very pleased to hear about that. And so, Miles, can we talk a little bit in terms of CIC's role with Deep Tech Lab, both historically and going forward?
Absolutely. I mean, Cambridge Innovation Capital has been sort of a key part of Deep Tech Labs from day one. And so they helped to found Deep Tech Labs. They're on the board, an investor, and really have been an integral part of everything we've done. So as we've gone through and selected the cohort, Cambridge Innovation Capital has been involved in the selection committee, helping us vet the companies. Andrew Williamson has been on our panels and has spoken to the companies as an expert as we looked at how do you raise a Series A, and has been involved all the way through. So Deep Tech Labs would not be here without Cambridge Innovation Capital. They've been sort of a key part of us of setting us up, and we look forward to continuing to work together and hopefully have a great partnership where we can bring amazing companies up to Series A and then partner with Cambridge Innovation Capital to take them forward and, as part of the family.
And Miles, can you tell me about some of the people support that you've been able to bring in into Deep Tech Labs? Because you mentioned sort of more a bespoke style of support for these candidates. So what caliber of people are we able to bring?
We've been very fortunate that through our network and sort of reaching out that we've been able to find some amazing speakers, mentors, advisors. So for example, we've had sort of the founders or CEOs of companies like Imagination Technologies, Arm, Cambridge Silicon Radio, and just fantastic folks who have been willing to give time and help the companies and genuinely have been very passionate about helping the company. So it's been fantastic how the community has really sort of rallied around to help these companies.
And so Miles, can you tell us a little sneak peek about what type of portfolio companies that you're seeing come through the cohort? Just give us a bit of a flavor of what to expect and what's to come.
We've had an amazing set of companies come through. So with our first cohort. We've got five companies, and they are all doing some really fascinating things. We've got companies that are doing visual inspection of vehicles, which is now all done manually. We've got companies in the construction space who are monitoring buildings, looking for subsidence over time as you're building projects, monitoring structures. Companies that are going in and looking at buildings as they're built, comparing them to the design and working out whether they're built correctly and on schedule, and automating businesses. You know, the construction space is a huge business with massive amount of waste, very little digitization, and these guys are helping to address that. We've got companies, a company that is designing digital circuit boards from just a concept to selecting components to building the whole design. And we've got a company that is creating synthetic images to train algorithms. And you know, today we see all this work around machine learning, and the key to machine learning in many cases is the underlying training data, and that is in scarce supply. And these companies are, or this company is able to create amazing images that can be used for training, along with real images. And then I think that's a game changer.
With the time that we have left, Miles, can we talk a little bit about the detailed aspects of Deep Tech Labs? So for our audience, I'm sure many parties want to get involved in some way, whether they be an investor or an entrepreneur. How would they go about doing so? And then second question would also be the details of what are sort of the funding programs within Deep Tech Labs, which I'm sure our audience is keen to learn about.
Sure. So as far as getting involved, so feel free to reach out to us via our website, which is dtl.vc, and or reach out to any of the members of the team. Yeah. On the funding side, so what we do is once we've selected the companies, they get around £300,000 of investment in a typically a convertible note as they come into the program. And then the idea is that we get them ready for Series A, and then we convert at Series A into the investment. And we run a demo day at the end. So what we do is we sort of handpick the right VCs that we think will be interested in this space. And we invite them to come along. And Cambridge Innovation Capital is absolutely a key partner there as well, to be able to sort of partner with these companies to take them to Series A.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for that today, Miles. I think we're out of time, but I very much enjoyed speaking with you. And I love hearing the enthusiasm in your voice for entrepreneurship and what you're doing at Deep Tech Labs.
Thank you very much, Carol. It's been a pleasure to be here today. And I'd like to thank CIC for their fantastic support in the program.
Thank you very much.